We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down for just a few segments. Carver will be with us. We did a three-hour coast-to-coast, nothing better, a lot to get to tonight. A lot of Major League Baseball. We talked about it last night. I said I was going to jump on a lot of 7.5s, and I did early. Tampa Bay and Miami, 7.5, 8. They already have 12 runs in Miami. Rays all over the Marlins, 9-3. That total was 7.5, 8. You could, I think they bet it down right to maybe 7.5, or you might have even gotten a good number at 7 in regards to that. But 12 runs, bottom five right now. Rays have the lead. Braves all over the Red Sox, 2-1. That total was about 8.5, 9. I altered it up to 10.5. We got 2-1. Atlanta takes the lead. They do have a runner on in the top of the fourth. We'll keep you updated on that. I still like the over later tonight in regards to Colorado and the Reds. Dodgers right now trail the Pirates 1-0. In-game total is only 4.5. Top six, Buccos -160. Dodgers, you can get a +126. Brew Crew jumped up early on Philadelphia. Top six there. It is 1-0 Brewers, -174 for Milwaukee, 4.5 the in-game total. Those two games are absolutely flying. Cleveland and Kansas City, KC up 5-3 on the Guardians, bottom six. Total in that game is 11.5. Juice to the over at -120. -310 for the Royals, +225 for the Guardians. I mentioned the Rays. Mets up 5-0 on the Nationals. Carver went against me. I talked about it on Coast to Coast, and I'm sitting with this philosophy. I know that the Nationals have been good. I understand that they've been very good money line plays, one of the best Major League Baseball teams, but I'm gunning for them in regards to that. I said I think they've topped out. I think they're a sub-500 team, and I think it starts this series with the Mets. I called for it earlier. Mets up 5-1 now, bottom five on the Nationals, -2,000 for the Metropolitans, +960. If you want to get in on the Nats, they have a man on, one out, bottom five, 980 is the number. In-game total is 9.5. Minnesota, all they do is lose to the Yankees, losing yet again. 3-0, top four, Yankees -1,800 on the money line, +920 for the Twins. In-game total is basically right where it was pre-first pitch. 7.5, -114, slightly to the over. there. You got Baltimore 4-0 on the Blue Jays. Want to talk about a team that's hit the skids. Toronto had all the momentum. They win three games against Chicago, and then all of a sudden the wheels have fallen off with the Orioles coming to town. They get smashed 7-2 last night, getting smashed yet again. Right now, plus 850 if you want to take a shot on Big Bad Vlad and Toronto. 9.5 is the in-game total, juiced under at minus 144. Atlanta clinging to the 2-1 lead. Boston comes up in the bottom of the fourth. You got Boston plus 166. In-game total, 7.5, juiced to the over. I'm still hoping on a lot of runs there. Another total that I think will sail through, Detroit and Texas, 7.5 there. I said I'm attacking all the 7.5s tonight, and I'm going to do that. Detroit and Texas, 7.5. Juice to the over at minus 124. Rangers minus 112. Intrastate rivalry here. Chicago, White Sox, and Cubs. They're just about to get on their way. Locked. Cubs were the favorite in that matchup. Carver did like this. Cardinals in Houston, they sailed through the total last night. He likes it again. I sort of like it as well. 9 is the total, even if you want to take a shot, even money to the over, minus 122. You got the Stros at minus 158. I like the Cardinals at plus 134. And then I was on this game last night. I'm on it again. Cincinnati and Colorado. 10.5 is the in-game total. I got it up to 15.5 last night at plus 430. I think they sailed through the total. Last night was Cincinnati 13-3. I think tonight Colorado might respond, and I think we sail through that. I think we can alt it up into the teens, so I'm going to do that in the break. I don't like this game. I think it's an under. San Diego and L.A., you got the Angels right now, minus 112. Padres, minus 104. In-game total is 8.5. Juice to the over at minus 114. And then the two late ones, San Francisco and Arizona. I know Carver likes the Diamondbacks. I like the Giants. Giants are even money. Total is 9.5. I don't feel that great about the total. It's juiced to the under at minus 122. I do like the over in Seattle and Oakland. So keep an eye out for that. Seattle and Oakland, 7.5, minus 122 to the over. I like Seattle laying 162 tonight. Think they get it done. The one dog I do like is the St. Louis Cardinals plus the 134. We're just getting started tonight. Carver will be back in a couple of segments. You want to join in on the conversation, give us a call, baby. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Got a lot to get to. Hit Burbell behind the scenes with the tunes. He's going to keep you up. Locked, loaded, ready, him. We got it all tonight. I know it's only a Tuesday, but we have you prepped and ready to win some money, hopefully. Gamble at your own risk, obviously. Going to talk about the golf. Going to talk about the NBA championships. We're also going to talk about, obviously, the big game, Boston and the Dallas Mavericks. Carver and I both love Kyrie and Luka. We haven't backed down. I had them 13-1. I'm still going to back them in terms of the series, going to do it from an in-game perspective. We could talk about Kyrie for MVP, possibly. He's down to 18-1, opened in the area of about 26-27-1 as well. So a lot to get to. Maybe we'll even sprinkle in, now that I'm in the cockpit for a couple of segments, a little college football, or maybe a little NFL. You know, why not? It's early. We're in OTAs. We're in June. This is what it's all about. Take a ride. Check it out. I mean, come on. Football is around the corner. Enough of the meaningless stuff, right? The meaningless stuff. This is just fluff, baby. This just gets you ready for late August and early September. This is what it's all about. Yes. Let me see if I could put in another play before. Last night, Goodman absolutely cost me the parlay with De La Cruz and the Reds. I might jump on De La Cruz tonight to maybe homer and then see if we could jump on all the Colorado guys and see if we could hit maybe a crazy same-game parlay. I think that's the way we can do it tonight. 10.5 is the total. I will tell you this. I am going to alt it well over 13.5, depending upon what they give me. Last night it was plus 430. 15.5 is slightly discounted, plus 400. They're going as high as 16.5. Do we take a shot? Why not? 16.5, baby. We are rocking and rolling. Coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's it. Love it. Loving it. Well, I'll tell you what, Carver might be onto something. St. Louis jumped out 1-0. They've got one out, top first on the Astros. In-game total now jumps to 9.5, so we'll see how that plays out. We got bases loaded. Oh, crack through, baby. Bases loaded in Boston. Bottom four, I can't tell. Down 2-1, one out. This cat, who's up here? Cooper? He's got an 0-2 count. Just slap it to left, man. Put it in motion. Come on. Get some runs in. Oh, this could crack it right open. I'm sitting on the in-game total let me just double check what the total was. I got to see what I got. 10.5, so I need some work there. Going to put in this right now. Over 13.5, Cincinnati and Colorado. Over 9.5, Detroit and Texas. That's 2-1. These are all alt lines, so keep an eye out for that. And then I'm going to put it with the Seattle game, I think. So I said I was going over with all the 7.5s. I'm going to continue to do that. 7.5, and I'm going to alt them, though. So I think, let me just see what the in-game total is for that. Is Seattle 8.5, I put it to it, plus 114. So we'll put that in. We'll give it a whirl, and we'll see what it comes back with. There you go. We are in like Flynn. So that pays $21.94 in regards to that in-game total. Detroit and Texas over 9.5. You got over 13.5 Reds in Colorado. And we got over 8.5 Seattle and Athletics. They cracked it open. 3-2 right now in Boston. The Red Sox break through. They have the lead. I think a single brought in two runs. So I think there's still only one out. Two outs. First and third. So we'll keep you updated on that.
More overs?
More overs. I got a shot right now. I got a shot. I'm sitting on a parlay over 10.5. I got the first leg in Tampa Bay and Miami.
Well, you know, Joe, we said, and it's good to see you as always, Joe.
Yes.
Here. Thanks for getting started. That's one of the overs that we keyed on TV today on Coast to Coast. We said that Tampa, Florida, that was one that we wanted to go. Tampa, Miami, that was one that we wanted to go after tonight. And sure enough, the Rays did all the work by themselves, Joe.
Yes, I know. 9-3. Now I need the other game, Atlanta and Boston. Boston just, they have first and third, 0-2 count, two outs. I need a single, bring in at least one, make it 4-2. I altered it to 10.5. So we'll see.
Alt it.
Yeah, I was going to, if you didn't come on, I was going to break down NFL. I was starting to get into the
NFL. I have plenty of stuff for later.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You said that the other day.
I actually do have a lot of stuff for you. I have plenty of stuff. Now, what'd you end up doing with Cincinnati and Colorado? I thought I heard that
I just put this in parlay. Over 9.5, Texas and Rangers, alt. 225 is that total.
Okay, how would that get up to 9.5 already? What, somebody, they get scored
some already? I altered it.
Oh, you altered it up. Okay.
Altered the Colorado game up to 13.5 and altered the Seattle game up to 8.5.
Altered the Seattle game up to 8.5. Okay.
Yeah, because I said I'm taking all the 7.5s. Detroit, Seattle, and I like the Reds. So let's give it a whirl.
Early home run in the top of the first for St. Louis,
Goldschmidt?
As I saw.
It's
Burleson. Burleson again, who hit one last night, too. So he's been hot. I think that's actually three nights in a row for Burleson. So he's been hot for the Cards as they lead 1-0 going to the bottom of the first. There in H-Town. Scoreless Cubs, White Sox. Scoreless Tigers, Rangers. 3-2 Red Sox lead the Braves.
I need more.
Pour it on. Get more. Can never have enough.
I need a double. We'll bring in two. Could they slap it on end of it?
2-run homer for Tyler Freeman of the Guardians as they have now tied the Royals 5-5 in the bottom of the seventh. A dead over there. How about this dead under in Philly, Joe? I didn't see this coming. 1-0 Brewers lead the Phillies in the bottom of the sixth.
I was watching that game.
Dead under Pirates Dodgers, too. Yeah. Wow.
I told you the Pirates would play well. I got a bet for us. You ready? Family play. Let's take the Braves plus 130. They're down 3-2. Top five. And we'll put it with the over in Colorado.
Yeah, why don't we put it with the golf?
Toasty?
Toasty's not playing this week, Joe.
How about Grillo? First round leader. Grillo, first round leader.
Grillo, first round leader, huh? I'm not doing Grillo for first round leader.
I put in the Brave bet. Braves plus 130, over 15.5 Colorado.
I'll put it with something else. I don't want to put it with the over in Colorado.
I'm a glutton, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, honestly.
Is that
honestly
bad?
You are. Yeah, you know.
That's not nice, Corver. That's really not nice.
It's okay, Joe. We have a few other things going on as well. Like I said, I've got tons of football for Joe later on.
Tons. Remember what you just said. Tons. Okay? You said it, not me. Tons.
Tons. I have tons of football for you later
on. That's more than a few.
I mean, I told you I was going to take care of you tonight. I wasn't lying to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rub your back a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, that's my saying, yes. You got to rub my back.
A little bit. It's okay.
Rub my back before you buy me the drink.
All
right?
Yeah, that's all. We're gonna get it done. We do have the golf going on, and, of course, we're still waiting for the basketball and the hockey to start later this week, which we need to dive into a few things in those secondary markets, Joe, for the series odds for some of those plays. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a, what do we have, Joe? A Tuesday night? Is that right?
How about them Braves?
What do we got?
3-3.
How about that?
3-3, I told you.
Was it Albies? Was it Albies?
It was a single. It was a single. Single brought in. God, they let off with a double. I told you we should have did it.
2-0 Tigers. 2-0 Tigers.
Oh, look at this. Points of plenty. Oh, come on, Carver. Big night on CNL. Big night.
I would like that. It would be nice.
Let those hands go. Let those hands go, Johnny. Did I ever tell you? I know this is off the cuff, but we like to do this. We've been on air almost 5 hours. When I used to go to the Golden Gloves and in the Garden, right? And I used to go to the fights with my dad when I was younger, like teens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to the Garden, and he was obviously had an interest in one of the guys, right? And he was screaming at the guy, "Let those hands go, Johnny! Let those hands go! Throw! Let them go, Johnny!" Papa Lisi was you know. He was rooting for the guy to let loose, you know.
Let it fly.
Let it fly. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah, 3-3 Braves and the Red Sox. They go to the bottom of the fifth in Boston. 3-0 Yankees lead the Twins.
Yeah, they own the Twins.
They sure do.
They're like 97-3 against them. I'm just.
I actually saw before. The exact like numbers. Crazies. I got it for you here, Joe. Hold on. If you give me a moment.
How could that be? I mean, it's always... I mean, that just shows you small market, huh? Small market team.
Is that what it shows you?
I mean, I don't know.
Where is it? I had it here, Joe. I'll have to find it. I have to find it. I saw the stats. They tweeted it out. I think we actually tweeted it out. Here it is. Since the start of the 2002 season, the Yankees are 120-44 against the Twins, Joe. So that's basically an entire baseball season, right? 162 games. That's two over. So that's 164 games. The Yankees have won 120 of them against Minnesota.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's...
That is a crazy stat, isn't it?
They just, they always beat them. They always beat them in every, and that probably includes all their playoff wins as well against them, which there's plenty of those. So, that's nuts, Joe. They always smash them. Yanks are hot right now. Very hot right
now. Yanks are the team. This is it. Yanks are the team.
Willie Adames leading off for the Brewers. You think he could homer, Joe? That would be really good if we can get Willie to
go. What's his value? Plus 550 tonight?
He was plus 500, I think, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. That's good. That's good. You know how to pick them.
I do. I found a couple of also ones that were priced wrong, you could say. I found a couple of wrong prices hanging around as well. A couple of guys just way off the mark. You going to get in with me on this Jurickson Profar tonight for the Padres?
Yeah, I told you. It all depends on how we look here.
Nah, you're going to play it either way. It doesn't matter. What do you tell me? If you're hitting, you're not going to keep going? Is that what you're telling me?
Look at this. We just ended the inning, and all of a sudden, it's like, that's it. We're cycling them up. A runner on first for the Red Sox. This is it. Slap it off the wall. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I thought you took the Braves, though, now. I thought you were in on the Braves.
I did, but I still.
So now you're double dipping. You're rooting for the over and the Braves.
I need the over more. That's what I'm rooting for.
Oh, okay. That's more important.
Yes.
All right. Well, at least you say that. At least that's you know, that's how it goes. About the Pirates, I want to kind of jump in on the Dodgers, Joe, at plus 178. Now plus 240. They are running out of outs, though. They got two outs in the top of the seventh. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159, great to have you with us here. Hallelujah. All right, Joe. 1-0, Pirates lead the Dodgers. They're in the bottom of the seventh in Pittsburgh. Plus 220 for the Dodgers. They only got six outs left to play with, though, if you want to go that direction. Brewers still lead the Phillies 1-0. That's in the top of the seventh. As the Phillies have a man on. You get the Phillies, the Brewers have a man on. The Phillies are plus 172. Because they have nine outs instead of the six that the Dodgers have. You want to do Dodgers-Phillies money line parlay, Joe? Both of them to come back and win?
Wait, hang on. Say that again?
They just locked the Dodgers. It would be, you know, put it with the golf. Dodgers money line, Phillies money line. Both of them to come back and win in the late innings here. Just them two of them together is plus 870. Royals and Guardians are tied at 5 in the bottom of the 7th, although Josh Naylor's up with 2 on and 2 out. I'm mad at myself, Joe, that I didn't take Naylor because I've played him like every Tuesday. He's been a monster for me. And I didn't tonight because Lugo had pitched so well for Kansas City, and sure enough, Naylor hit a home run.
So what are you going to do?
Well, there's nothing I can do now. It's over. 9-3, Rays lead the Marlins. 5-2, Mets lead the Nats. 3-0, Yankees lead the Twins, and Judge is up right now with a man on. 5-0 Orioles. 5-0 Orioles.
Carver.
This is my guy Mountcastle has a homer in that game. In fact, I think he just hit his second, Joe, of the night. Wow. I wish I had more on him. I was on him a little. I actually Mountcastle was a put it with the golf tonight, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, so 7-0 Orioles now after that. I actually told you, I believe the line I said to you today was, I think the Orioles will get the total by themselves. Yeah, you think I said to you.
I sort of recall, but not really, to be honest.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
You might have said it. You might have said it. I mean, you know.
You might have. It's okay. 2-0 Tigers lead the Rangers, and scoreless in Chicago. And that game's flying, Joe. It started like 20 minutes ago. They're in the bottom of the third inning in Chicago. And 2-1, Astros lead the Cardinals in the top of the second in Houston. Yeah, Mountcastle, that was his second of the night. 443-foot shot. Bomb. 10 minutes till the Reds and the Rockies get going in Colorado. And then you have the three late-night games. Padres, Angels in Anaheim. Giants, Diamondbacks in Arizona. And Mariners, A's out at the dump in Oakland. That is your night there.
That is the dump special.
I mean, the place is a dump, Joe. I mean, there's... We're not saying anything out of school. Right? I mean, am I saying something that's not true?
No. I mean, when you say it's the ashtray, it's like bottom feeders. It's almost like eating shrimp. You know, they tell you never to eat the crustaceans, right? Because they're on the bottom of the ocean. You know, it's never good. The shrimp, the clams, right?
Yeah.
Crabs. Never good for you.
Never good enough. You know what you need to have, Joe? More
filet mignon.
More. Let me. I want to do another homer in this Red game. Who do you like tonight? I played Friedel already because I got a silly number on him. Who else do you like in this?
Braves has a runner on. All right, let me see.
You want to do Spencer Steer?
No, hang on. I just had it up. I hit the wrong button. Hang on. I got it. We're talking just homers?
Yeah, I'm just playing the taters tonight. That's
all right, ready? Tater time.
How about Hunter Goodman?
No, stop. He'll probably homer tonight.
Can I play him? I'm going to play Hunter Goodman.
Yeah, play him for me because he's plus 470. How about Tovar?
Tovar, huh?
Plus 520. Here's what I'm willing to do. You have Stevenson?
No, I don't. I have Friedel.
I like Stevenson and I like Tovar.
How about Candelario?
He hit one last night or no?
Yes, he did.
No, let's.
You can't go to Ellie tonight because, well, at least because they're starting a lefty and Ellie doesn't homer from the right side. He only homers from the left side.
All right, so I'm going Stevenson and Tovar.
I'm going to play Steer. Spencer Steer.
Are we going to put it with something else?
No, straight up.
No, I'm going. I got to put it in with something.
I'm playing it straight up. Spencer Steer.
2-1 Astros. 2-1 Astros.
Yeah, I just, I gave you that.
All right, we got first and second in Boston. Crack it open. Right now, crack it open. Crack Olsen's it open, guy. Come on, Olsen. 3-run bomb. Come on, ducks on a pond, kid. Come on, ducks on a pond. Don't let me down.
He would homer tonight when I don't have him.
Come on. No whammy.
That, of course, Chris Sale's return to Boston.
Olsen pops up.
All right, Ozzy's up. I got Ozzy, Joe. Let's get a homer from out Ozzy here. 3-run shot.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on, Ozzy. No whammy. No whammies. Come on.
Joe, are you in on this? Got any action in this WNBA Liberty Sky game or no?
Come on.
You got anything on the Liberty in the Sky?
Come on. Albie's up. Come on. Here we go. Come on, Albie. No whammy. Just slap it to left field. Hit it off the monster. Or put it in play over the wall. Come on. Carver, I got Arjun watching this game. Ate too fast tonight. That's what happens when you...
Did you go to the gym, too?
No, I'm...
You can't
I'm
be going to the gym right now. You got too much going on with the move.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. I'm trying to go with my oldest after the show. Could be a late-night lift. Oh, in play! 6-3? Did he hit it?
Please. Does it say 6-3?
Fly Don't ball to right center too. Field.
All right. Gave it a ride, I guess.
It says 104 mile an hour fly ball.
Okay.
The bat tour coming off his swing is 6-3. He did it. We got it.
Are you kidding me?
You know, we got it, Corver. 104 miles an hour. Talk.
Let's go.
Let's go. They Corver, they didn't show it on Gamecast. They just, what a blast. Now they showed it. We got it, baby. Cash that ticket, Corver. Cash that ticket.
I got to see. I got that by itself and with the golf. I got to see who I had that
with. This kid is on fire. Can I get two more now? I rooted in for you. Can I get two more?
Wow, good ticket, too. I had him with Victor Hovland to win, so now look, I got look, a nice...
That's it. It's like he pats himself on the back.
That's all I'm worried about. I can't worry about what's going on everywhere else. It's just me, Joe. That's it.
Unbelievable.
That's all I care about.
You really are amazing. I told you we should have taken the Braves. I told you. Plus 130 was great value. I'm like Roaring Kitty.
Roaring Kitty. That's a good ring the bell. We had that on Coast to Coast today, Ozzy Albies. It was a good ring the bell.
Look at this. This is it. This is, you know, I rooted in. I give him the update. I'm on time. I'm in a timely manner. And you don't even say, like, hey, let's get yours now. See, this is
because I'm not done. I need more.
Yeah, you see. You're totally gutless. Let me just tell
you. I'm out for myself.
The fans now.
I put the hard hat on every day.
No. Listen, you work as hard as anybody I know. The work ethic we're not talking about. The blue collarness as it relates to the gambling, okay?
Blue collarness? Is that the blue collarness?
Blue collarness as it relates to the gambling is that I'm like the prima donna, and you're like, you know, you're in the trenches, you know, underneath Lincoln Tunnel.
Well, that's precisely how it is.
That's not it at all.
No, it's not. Carver and Lacey Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lacey Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. So 6-3 on the Ozzy Albies homer, which is just outstanding. And I just saw 1-0 Reds, Joe, but it wasn't a homer. So the Reds already off and running there in Colorado. Just like last night, Joe, they scored, 13 runs?
Yeah.
And it's Steer doubled, man. I bet I didn't see it, obviously. I hope it wasn't a wall scraper. I hope it was like...
What do you mean a wall scraper?
I hope he didn't just miss a homer, you know? I got him to homer. Hopefully it was like a line
Can
drive down the line or something like that.
Like, no offense. I need two runs.
Joe, let's be fair here. I mean, you're usually out for yourself. You got the plate out, the bib, you know, the big steak knife, and you're just, you know... Now I'm trying to just get some crumbs. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, I don't even know. I'm at a loss of words.
I'm just trying to get a couple crumbs. That's it.
Yeah, I know. Kid's trying to get a couple crumbs. All right.
Couple crumbs. Okay. That's all I want.
Couple crumbs. Crumbs. Carver.
Can Harper homer here for the Phillies, Joe? Can we get Harper?
The Phillies. Can you root about me? I got a cash out here. I'm staring it in the face.
No cashing out.
I know. With the cashing out.
No cashing out.
I know. All of a sudden, he's counting my money. Can we do? Can you 224? That. Come on, Carver.
What's the matter? What's this 24?
I got. Don't worry about it.
You're trying to do the math in your head on this cash out.
No, here, look. I got a runner on, Carver. Runner on. Yeah.
Let me see what you have here, Joe.
Yeah, look.
Send me this big ticket.
It's not big.
Ah, you can't. You can't get rid of that. 6, 7, 8, 9. You have what? Two on?
No, I got one on. Can we just get
one on and one out?
Just get a home run here. Can we just get a? Can I get?
I'll tell you, Joe. I usually don't advocate this. I'd probably take that. They're giving you like 80% of it, right? I mean, it's late. You got three innings to go, but you still need what? Two runs?
Yeah, two runs.
I mean, look, it's close. I don't, you know, I usually am not your team cash out. I am not, but considering the bet size that you made and where that is, you're getting a pretty good return there, and you're not going to have to sweat out the last three innings.
I cash it out. I don't want to sweat out. I can't do it.
I think you take what you, because I know what you cashed out for. I say you roll that all over into something else.
And I hit the cash out, and they knocked it down, so now I can't cash out.
Wait a second. What do you mean they knocked it down?
I hit it, and all of a sudden it's a lower number. So now
how much lower?
$14, but it's the principal.
Nah, I'd still take it.
Nah, they got an in-game total of 11.5. I'm going to let it ride. Just root it in now. Root it in.
Matias sent me this, and I. It's funny. There were so many. There's so many stories today, Joe, about you have the Jonte Porter thing. You have all those guys in Major League Baseball who got suspended.
The good news is that all the stars weren't gambling. That's the good news.
Did you see some of the stuff in this Porter story that came out?
No.
He allegedly had to throw games because he was in significant gambling debt himself. Now, this is the scenario, Joe,
that I brought up
that you brought up to me, because I was saying to you on Coast to Coast, as I have said to you for years now, when the NFL guys got popped for this, and you know, Jameson Williams, basically betting on the NBA while he's sitting in a hot tub in the Lion facility, and saying to you, I don't care that they bet on other sports, but if you bet on your own sport, they should throw the book at them. And you said to me, well, what happens if they get into big debt, and what happens if they lose a lot of money in there? And this is kind of the situation that you've talked up. Federal prosecutors alleged that Porter had racked up large enough gambling debts in the beginning of the year to co-conspirators and was encouraged to clear those debts by throwing games in order for certain bets to hit. That is the Joe scenario that you gave me on TV today.
And was I right?
Well, that's precisely what happened with Jonte Porter.
Right.
Precisely what happened.
Right. And that's the risk that you run, because we all gamble on this stuff.
This all came out, Joe, because they grabbed a guy in Brooklyn. A Brooklyn man was busted for teaming up with Porter.
There's always going to be a guy in Brooklyn, right? I mean, like, seriously?
This guy's name was Long Phi Pham, also known as Bruce. Was nabbed Monday as he was trying to board a flight from JFK to Australia on a one-way ticket.
Hang on. I don't want to lose. Go back to the guy's name.
Long Phi Pham.
And he's also known as what?
That's what this New York Post article says. Long Phi.
Right. But
38 years old.
Also known as Bruce.
Also known as Bruce.
Okay, so that was his street name, was Bruce.
Sure, whatever you want to say. He was taking a one-way ticket to Australia, Joe. Where do you think he was? Do you think he was coming back, Bruce?
Yeah, sure. He probably wanted his board. He wanted to see the kangaroo.
He is accused of working with Porter to place prop bets. Federal prosecutors, we told you that, they alleged up. In the case, Porter, a journeyman, allegedly told Pham that he was going to take himself out early in the January 26th game against the Clippers and claim he was injured. Porter played just 4 minutes. I just want to see if there's anything that we didn't know.
But again, this comes with an illegal bookmaker. Because how did he get into trouble?
Correct.
This is all off. You see, this
the thing is, the gambling debt clearly was built in an illegal bookmaker, but they tried to then do the prop bets, Joe, with a legal one, which is what catches them. You see, the legal sports books are catching all these things. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, the White Sox, who were the biggest dog on the board today by far, I think they were plus 270, Joe, against the Cubs and Imanaga. They have busted out here with 5 runs in the top of the fourth, and they are smashing Imanaga, and they lead 5-0, Joe. Wow.
Mm. Good. I said that the White Sox, anytime you have an interstate or, you know, type of rivalry, these guys, you know, they don't want to lose face. It's one thing if a team sucks, right? But once they start fighting for that, like, media, like, in-state, you know, or in the same city, That's what happens, though. These guys like to say, then all of a sudden you get 150%. It's like the Jets and Giants. They face each other. Same thing.
Right.
They're gutless throughout the regular season. They get blown out by 50. But when they play each other, all of a sudden they're diving across the floor like it's Super Bowl III. You know, right. Leather helmets and no chin straps.
That is how it seems sometimes, right? But I think the White Sox, Joe, they just suck. I mean,
7-3 Carver, 7-3 Braves. Come on now,
you cashed out.
No, oh, no, I
or
you,
oh,
out.
That's right, the principal. That's right, the principal.
You saw, now so I who hit cashed
a,
out.
So
I
who hit a homer then?
Now. I cashed out now.
Arcia.
Now I
solo
cashed
homer
out.
For Arcia, 7-3. So now did they give you more than what you sent me before?
Yes. Yeah, I'll send
all right.
it to you.
Okay, fine. All right.
Almost 90%. So I'm like your
cash out conscience.
Yeah,
and,
look.
And,
that was a good
let's
cash
see what
out.
We've
it's
got.
Not,
here.
I didn't miss that much.
Okay, that's fine. For the bet size that you made there, that's okay.
Right.
By the way, Alec Bohm with a solo homer for the Phillies, Joe, as they tie the Brewers 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth.
Okay,
big
let's
homer
do something
for
together.
Bohm.
Can we do something together, me and
all
you?
Right. Let's do, how about for these for the late night games?
All right, I already said I like Seattle over.
Well, you want to do it, so you don't want to play any taters. I'm on my own with the taters.
No.
How about this? Did you get the?
I'll do pro four.
All right, I already put him in for a homer, so get him in for a homer.
All right, the over in Seattle, I'm going to put up to 9.5, and I'm going to put pro four for the dinger.
Okay, so you're going to do the over, and you're going to put it with the pro far dinger? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, because his number's pretty large, Joe, by itself.
I know. What about to hit the first home run? You want to do first?
You're such a pig sometimes. You really are. Come on. I got to tell you, don't even start me with that. That's one thing I have not gotten myself involved with yet, is that first homer of the game. I said forever I wasn't going to do it with the NFL with the touchdowns. And then, sure enough, what was I doing every primetime game?
The over.
First touchdown.
All right, you ready?
Monday and Thursday night. First touchdown. Don't even get me started on first homers. I can't.
No?
I can't do it, Joe. They go to the top of the ninth in Pittsburgh. Dodgers down to their last three outs. Who do they got coming up, Joe? Because they're plus 360. Do they got anybody good coming up?
I'm looking. Hang on.
I'm going to get you right now.
I'm putting in bets as we speak here. I'm putting in
bets.
Man,
you're just firing away, huh?
I'm feeling it. You got to go when you're running hot.
Firing away.
I can't help it. So here's
what
I put in.
Made the last
out. I got a bad number on pro far, too. 680.
All right, so bottom of the order for the Dodgers, which is not ideal. It's Lux, Rojas, and Chris Taylor. That's not ideal.
Hear what I said?
To come back. No, I'm just worried about myself. Go ahead.
Nah, forget. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Now.
Go ahead, tell me.
I took Profar, 680, and the over 9.5.
Profar to homer.
Mm-hmm.
And over 9.5.
Yep.
And what'd you get that up to?
21.30.
21.30. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got 770 with Profar, though, right?
I have eight more than that, actually.
All right, so
I did it early this morning.
Get the can.
I'm going to tell you right now. 1 second. And I got
Mikey Big Can.
I got 800, Joe. 8-1.
Look at you, Mikey Big Cans.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hour number two, next on the grid.